This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for June the 26th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Acts, chapter 3, verses 17 to 19. It says there, "Now, fellow Israelites, I know that you acted in ignorance, as did your leaders. But this is how God fulfilled what he had foretold through all the prophets, saying that his Messiah would suffer. Repent then and turn to God, so that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord." End of quote. In today's insight, Peter says to fellow Israelites, "I know you and your leaders acted in ignorance." You see, their ignorance led to their sin of betraying, falsely accusing, beating and crucifying the Savior of the world, Jesus Christ. But the truth of the matter is, God used their ignorance and opposition to fulfill his eternal plan and purpose for humanity's salvation. Through their ignorance and opposition, Christ suffered for the sins of humanity as a sacrificial lamb for your sins, and paid for your sins on the cross of Calvary, exactly as pre-planned by the triune God in the eternity past. Bible says in Psalms 118, verses 22 to 23, it says there, "The stone the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. The Lord has done this, and it is marvelous in our eyes." End of quote. The builders, the nation of Israel, rejected their own Messiah who was prophesied in the Old Testament. In short, through their rejection of Jesus Christ, God fulfilled his promise he made to Abraham and others in the Old Testament regarding the worldwide blessings coming on Jews and Gentiles in and through the promised seed of Abraham, the Messiah. Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. Dearly beloved, our today's insight says ignorance can undoubtedly lead us into sins. In their ignorance, Israel and their leaders opposed Christ and crucified him. You see, when God fulfills his plans and purposes, a heightened measure of opposition could happen. Don't you know there is always a fight between light and darkness? Secondly, no opposition will thwart God's purposes. He will achieve his purposes and plans even in the midst of all opponents. Thirdly, he can also use the ignorance and opposition to contribute to the fulfillment of his plans. Amazing and mind-boggling thought, right?